There is nothing to fear but fear itself.
Well, no. I think it's okay to be afraid of a space plane falling out of orbit. But who's to say that that's going to happen? After 1945, captured German rocket scientists. And remember now, people have been working on this whole idea of having space planes, some are calling them, whatever you want to call them, able to get out into orbit and back to the Earth the same way airplanes can get from one part of the country to the other. And I do mean that literally. After 1945, captured German rocket scientists revealed that they had planned but never built a suborbital space plane. They called it the Silver Bird. And with that, the Nazis had hoped to bomb, guess who? Us, the U.S. of A. They were hoping to build a suborbital space plane with which they were hoping to bomb the United States of America. A novel design feature was that it was shaped like a wing, so its shape helped add aerodynamic lift. This lifting body idea was harnessed by the U.S. Air Force in 1958 when it started work on a reusable winged space plane called the X-20 Dinosaur, S-O-A-R, the X-20 Dinosaur. But the Moon program saw to it that that was canned in 1963. When I mentioned the Russians working to build, the Germans working to build the Silver Bird with which they were going to bomb the U.S. of A. And this was in a suborbital space plane. This was not a jet fighter. This was a suborbital space plane that they were going to use to bomb the U.S. of A. I'm just wondering how many of you are thinking about Star Wars. Star Wars, the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, also known as Star Wars. Wars fought amongst the stars. If a plane can be made that can go from one country through outer space to another country to bomb that country, what is to prevent planes, space planes, if you will, from leaving various countries at the same time to fight each other in outer space, above the Earth's atmosphere? Or for that matter, who's to say that these space planes could not be used to leave Earth's atmosphere to fire upon whatever or whoever? I mean, there are a lot of people who are always looking for, they say, signs of alien life. Space planes that can leave Earth's orbit, that can leave the Earth's atmosphere and return. Well, the reusable space plane was thrown out of the window because of the space race, which was all about beating the Russians, they say. At the time, the space plane wasn't sufficiently advanced technology for moonshots, but the research and testing on ballistic capsules had already been done on the intercontinental ballistic missiles, the ICBMs, according to Linnaeus. The reentry capsules that they used for a nuclear warhead are basically the same as those that you put an astronaut in. You just change the payload. So after the triumph of Apollo, though, NASA went straight back to its reusable first love, the winged, reusable space plane called the space shuttle. Five shuttle orbiters averaged 27 missions each. The star of the fleet was Discovery, with 39 missions. So space planes have a long history of reusability, according to Mark Sarangelo, who's head of space systems at Sierra Nevada Corporation in Louisville, Colorado. The downside was that they had to be refurbished between launches. That's something that applies even to SpaceX's rockets. While SpaceX has tested whether their rockets can return to Earth, so far it has not been able to refly one of their rockets. And that's the true test, according to Linnaeus. If you can reuse any part of a space vehicle, you're going to save money on the next launch. But if they have to tear it apart and completely refurbish it for every flight, you might as well build a new one. So NASA also persevered with research on a raft of much smaller reusable space planes that are now appearing in other guises. For instance, NASA's X-37 is now used by the U.S. Air Force in the form of the X-37B, which is an unmanned rocket-launched space plane that performs extended secret military missions in low Earth orbit and which then flies home autonomously. And NASA's HL-20 space plane, developed in the late 1980s and 1990s as a potential space station lifeboat, is what has been acquired by Sarangelo's Sierra Nevada Corporation and has been renamed Dream Chaser. SNC, Sierra Nevada Corporation, is converting the NASA design into what Sarangelo calls the strongest reusable vehicle they can make. That's involved swapping out NASA's metal alloy fuselage for an advanced lightweight composite one. It's going to be significantly stronger and more capable of handling space flight stresses and pressures and temperatures, according to Sarangelo. And in addition to the NASA cargo flights, Dream Chaser, which can be launched on any modern rocket and land at any airport capable of receiving an Airbus A320, is being considered by ESA and the German lab DLR for a variety of missions. These could include one to intercept and remove space debris, for instance. And we do have a lot of space debris in space. But while the space plane looks like being the most logical way to create a reusable spacecraft, there's some other outlandish designs that have seen the light. For example, the rotary rocket company's Roton. That's a pepper pot-shaped capsule tested in 1999 to avoid a problem that has dogged the hundreds of crew capsules that have returned to Earth since the space race began. They can't land just where they want to, and they're at the mercy of wherever the parachutes carry them. Rotary Rocket wanted to give a crew the chance to choose where their capsule would make a soft landing, leaving the vehicle more likely to be reusable. So to do this, it would re-enter the atmosphere and, once in thicker air, deploy helicopter rotors that would be embedded in its surface. Driven by rocket motors on the rotor tips, they'd deploy at a suitable altitude, and the crew would then navigate helicopter style to a landing point of their choice. I like that idea. How many times have we heard about rockets returning to Earth, and there was all this concern about where the wind would take it, etc.? Unfortunately, it's not going to be an easy thing. In fact, though, something to consider, there are quite a few generations of reusable space vehicles to come. In France, Airbus is investigating how the rocket motor at the base of the future Ariane 6 rocket could use wings and small jet engines so that it can fly back autonomously to an airport. The space rocket is going to share landing strips with airplanes. And the Chinese Space Agency says that it's planning reuse of its Long March rocket stages using multiple parachutes. Multiple parachutes rather than one parachute. Whiteside says it makes sense. It says that there are many generations of reusable space vehicles on the way. Spaceship One, Falcon 9, New Shepard, and the U.S. Air Force X-37B are going to have some descendants in quite a few forms. And they're saying these new ones coming down the pipe hold the promise of radically lower cost to orbit. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, it may not cost you so much to make that flight. All right, when I come back, time for intimacy.